two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Scattered clouds. It's 43 degrees. KSL's top story. A second death here in Utah, and two counties have reported their first cases today. 480 people now have the virus across the state. The number of people tested, 9,200. Ambulance crews are changing how they answer 911 calls in the wake of the outbreak, so emergency rooms don't take in too many patients. They say things may look very different than what people expect. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with details.
Officials with Gold Cross say roughly 80% of the people that call for an ambulance ask about coronavirus treatment. Even people calling about chest pains and falls are asking these questions. Officials with Gold Cross say many of their patients are asking to be taken to the ER, but those ERs are becoming overwhelmed. So depending on how you answer their questions, they may take you to a different site altogether, or they might not take you anywhere at all.
Gold Cross officials say they're going to send just one person to the door to ask about COVID symptoms before they send other people inside the home. KSL News Time 3:31. The biggest relief package ever is now the law. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Trump signing the $2 trillion economic rescue package in the Oval Office this afternoon. The measure designed to help those struggling as a result of the economic slowdown.
This will deliver urgently needed relief to our nation's families, workers, and businesses.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling it a very special day, highlighting bipartisanship in Congress.
We are all a family, and like many families, we have our differences, but we also know what is important to us, and America's families are important for us.
Not everyone is happy with the package. During debate, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blasting Republicans for what they've put into the bill.
We have to go into this vote eyes wide open. What did the Senate majority fight for? One of the largest corporate bailouts with as few strings as possible in American history. Shameful.
Democrats did manage to get more oversight into support for big businesses. In an effort to curb the spread of coronavirus, Florida is now ordering travelers from New Orleans and other parts of Louisiana to self-isolate for 14 days. That's in addition to visitors from New York. Governor Ron DeSantis is also suspending new vacation rentals for weeks.
If you're in one now, then, you know, finish and go home. But for any new rentals, there's going to be a suspension on that. And we appreciate the assistance of people. Again, we're just trying to keep people safe.
Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
More COVID coverage. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, an icon of American culture and a lot of Utahns go to getaway, is still closed.
The Walt Disney Company announcing because of COVID-19, Disneyland here in L.A. and the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida will remain closed until further notice. Disney is a parent company of ABC News. Disney had initially said the parks might reopen at the end of the month. The company says it's been paying its cast members and will extend paying hourly parks and resort cast members through April 18th.
On Wednesday, a financial analyst estimated that Disney theme parks in the U.S. could face a near $3.5 billion loss this year. Utah Congressman Ben McAdams is still in the hospital. His wife, Julie, talked to Live Mike Woodley Lonsberry today, and she says the rest of the family is at home.
The kids and I have stayed healthy through all of this. I've had a little bit of a sore throat, so I don't know if it's the virus or something else, but we're doing well.
And she says they've been doing the same as everyone else.
Too much TV, too much video, but also some pretty fun times playing together, card games, board games, games in our yard.
Mrs. McAdam says Ben's fever came back last night, so they're still keeping him in the hospital for now. A top GOP fundraiser is abruptly leaving his job to start a new business, selling hard-to-find medical supplies. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayres is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Politico reports veteran fundraiser Mike Gula sent an email to clients of his firm, Gula Graham, saying he's built another business outside of politics. That business, Blue Flame Medical, whose website says it sells coronavirus testing kits and other hard-to-find medical supplies to beat the outbreak. The abrupt exit is being seen as striking for the scale of the business he leaves behind. His firm has raised millions for House and Senate members of Congress, and he's raised money for more than 24 Republican lawmakers this cycle alone. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
A skier triggered a slide this morning in the mountains above Ogden. The Utah Avalanche Center says two people were caught and carried, but no injuries were reported. With resorts closed across the state, more diehard skiers are taking to the backcountry, and avalanche forecasters are urging them to be cautious with sketchy conditions in the mountains above Salt Lake. KSL News Time, 3:35.
We want to remind you Governor Herbert will hold a news conference at the state capitol in less than half an hour at 4 o'clock. We'll carry it live here on KSL News Radio, so please stay with us. Ricky Meese has a brief update on traffic. Do we see any trouble spots?
Wide open and looking good on I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, the best part of social distancing. We're hearing less about celebrities. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.
You don't miss the boat that day.